This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon have decided to elevate the bilateral relationship to a strategic partnership. Secretary East Rudhrendra Tandon shared this in Auckland while addressing the special briefing on the Prime Minister's visit to New Zealand. He added that the Prime Minister's endorsed the Indian-New Zealand Strategic Partnership Roadmap to 2030 as a framework to guide the joint action over the next 4 years. He added this decision aims to take bilateral relations to a new level, strengthen the existing cooperation mechanisms and explore new avenues for deepening cooperation both bilaterally and multilaterally.
Is the decision by the two prime ministers to raise the relationship to a strategic partnership. They also decided that this goal of a more strategic relationship would be approached systematically, for which they decided that there would be a roadmap to take us forward the next couple of years. This roadmap has been summarized, in fact, in a document which is being released along with the joint statement that the two prime ministers are issuing at the conclusion of their talks.
Earlier, speaking during delegation-level talks, Prime Minister Modi said that his visit to New Zealand marks a historic milestone in bilateral relations and will give fresh momentum to ties between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi said India and New Zealand can play an important role in strengthening peace, stability and security in the Indo-Pacific region.
लोकतांत्रिक मूल्यों में दृढ़ विश्वास हमें नेचुरल पार्टनर बनाता है मेड फॉर ईच अदर जैसा है ये और दूसरी प्रकार से दो मैरिटाइम देश के रूप में हमारा करीबी सहयोग इंडो पैसिफिक को एक नई ताकत देता है और शांति के हमारे जो लक्ष्य हैं उसको अचीव करने में हमारे संबंध एक नई ऊर्जा भर सकते हैं.
The bilateral discussions were preceded by a ceremonial welcome at the Government House, where Prime Minister Modi was accorded a guard of honour. Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi and his New Zealand counterpart participated in the India-New Zealand Business Engagement 2026 event in Auckland, where both leaders reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening economic ties between the two countries. In a reflection of the strong people-to-people ties that exist between the two countries, Mr. Modi will address a large gathering of the Indian diaspora today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said today that India is building a strong, self-reliant and future-ready defence force by strengthening both conventional defence capabilities and advanced technologies. He said future wars may employ artificial intelligence and other emerging technologies, but they will ultimately be won by national resolve, courageous soldiers and capable military power. Mr. Rajnath Singh was addressing the commissioning ceremony of the INS Mahendragiri, the sixth Project 17A Indigenous Stealth Frigate, into the Eastern Fleet at Vishakhapatnam today. He said the commissioning marks another milestone in strengthening India's maritime power and indigenous capability. He said the warship is capable of tackling threats in the air, on the sea surface and beneath the sea, and will significantly strengthen India's maritime security and operational reach across the Indian Ocean region.
मल्टीफंक्शन रडार के साथ
इट हैज अ लॉन्ग रेंज सरफेस टू एयर मिसाइल कॉम्बिनेशन विद अ मल्टीफंक्शन रडार दैट कैन डिटेक्ट एंड डिस्ट्रॉय एनी थ्रेट कमिंग फ्रॉम द स्काई फ्रॉम अ डिस्टेंस एंड इट हैज एन इंडिजीनियस रॉकेट लॉन्चर टॉर्पेडो लॉन्चर्स एन इंटीग्रेटेड एंटी सबमरीन डिफेंस सिस्टम एन इलेक्ट्रॉनिक वॉरफेयर सूट एंड अ क्लोज इन वेपन सिस्टम टू दीज ऑल थिंग्स मेक INS महेंद्रगिरी एज इनविंसिबल एंड स्ट्रॉन्ग एज द महेंद्रगिरी माउंटेन
महेंद्रगिरी पर्वत के समान ही भेद और मजबूत बनाती है.
Sikkim has once again emerged as India's richest state in terms of per capita income. According to the latest income data analysis, the state's per capita income stood at over 6.46 lakh rupees in the 2024-25 financial year, nearly three times the national average, despite accounting for just 0.05% of the country's population. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for very heavy rainfall over Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim during next 3 days. In the FIFA World Cup, Spain has booked its place in the semi-finals, defeating Belgium 2-1 in the second quarter-final at Los Angeles Stadium in Inglewood, United States last night. Earlier, France advanced to the semi-finals with a comfortable 2-0 victory over Morocco in the first quarter-final in Boston. And that is the end of this news bulletin.